night fell, Sophie felt angry.
How ridiculous!
She fumed.
I can't turn hay into gold. It's impossible.
Just then, she heard a strange little laugh.
Tee-hee! What do you have for me?
A little man appeared in a corner of the room. He was very small. He had brown curly hair, a black hat, and red pointy shoes.
Do you need some help, my dear?
He asked.
I need to turn this hay into gold,
sighed Sophie.
That's ridiculous. It's not possible.
Oh, it is possible. I can do it for you, said the little man.
Yes, please help me,
begged Sophie. The little man pulled two knitting needles out of his pocket. He began to knit the hay into clothes. As the hay passed through his needles, it turned into beautiful golden thread. He knitted golden scarves. He made golden hats and golden socks. Soon the hay was gone, and there was a pile of golden clothes on the floor.
And now, what do you have for me?
Asked the little man.
This diamond necklace? Suggested Sophie.
Perfect, said the man. I need a diamond necklace.
Sophie gave him her necklace. He said,
Tee-hee-hee!
And disappeared. The next morning, the king returned to the room. He opened the door and could not believe what he saw.
Is this a trick? How did you do this? He demanded.
Sophie's father interrupted.
I told you! My daughter is amazing! Her mother was the same. Stop lying!
Shouted the king.
Sophie, come with me, please.
The king led Sophie to another room. Inside the room were 10 piles of hay.
If you did it once, you can do it again, said the king. It must be done by morning, and this time I'm locking the door.
Everyone left, and the door was locked. Sophie was alone.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
But this time, Sophie knew what to do. She searched the entire room. She looked high and low. She looked behind the curtains. She looked on top of the shelves.
Little man! Little man! Are you here?
Just then, she heard a funny little laugh.
Tee-hee! What do you have for me?
The little man appeared in a corner of the room. Once again, the little man pulled two knitting needles out of his pockets. He started to knit the hay. He knitted golden sweaters. He made golden gloves and golden underpants. Soon the hay was gone, and there was a pile of golden clothes on the floor.
And now, what do you have for me?
This ruby ring, suggested Sophie.
Perfect, said the man. I need a ruby ring.
Sophie gave her ring to the man. He said,
Tee-hee-hee!
And disappeared.